This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Inside Black and Gold, Jeff Nowak coming at you live here on Thursday at about 3:30 p.m. I only make note of the time because if you end up on this video after 3:30 p.m. on Thursday and you're wondering, hey, why didn't we talk about this, this, or this? Check and see, hey, did this happen after 3:30 p.m. on Thursday? And otherwise, that's your answer. But something that we know happened, and it was kind of it's an interesting conversation to have. The Saints' two biggest moves, in my opinion, and Justin Reed signing is obviously a big move, but these two decisions, in my opinion, are the biggest moves that the Saints have made, and they are three-year contract extensions for both defensive end Chase Young, tight end Juwan Johnson. Chase Young's deal is worth $51 million, is a maximum of $57 if the incentives are reached. Juwan Johnson's deal is worth $30 million, about $21 million of that is guaranteed. These deals have seemed to be polarizing for the reasons of I had higher expectations for these players than they have yet to achieve. And I get that. I do understand that. But here's the thing. When you are talking about free agent contracts, you are not signing a player for what they have done. You are signing a player for what you expect them to do. You are not paying a player for what they have done over the past 3 years. You are paying a player for what you expect them to do over the next 3 years. It's as simple as I can put that, because I think that's kind of the gulf between where people are on Juwan Johnson and Chase Young and where the Saints are on Juwan Johnson and Chase Young, because the Saints are signing these players based on upside. And you could say, well, we've seen these players. We don't need to worry about upside. I disagree, because we're talking about a 25-year-old edge rusher who, you know, walked in the door with major, major injury concerns, played in all 17 games, and you feel like has a ton of upside. He's just entering his prime. You effectively have bought his prime with a three-year, $51 million contract. Juwan Johnson is a unique case as well for an opposite reason. Now, you know, Chase Young came in with all the expectations in the world. Juwan Johnson walked in the door as a wide receiver. He played wide receiver in his first year in the NFL. He didn't convert till tight end until his second year in the NFL. And at that point, you're like, okay, can he even succeed as a tight end? He's got to gain weight. He's got to learn how to run all these different routes. He did that, right? Now, years 3, 4, 5, I think people went into it with higher expectations than you got. But you still kind of can see the upside in those players. Keep in mind, 50 catches, 548 yards, 3 touchdowns. The numbers aren't going to jump off the page at you, but you have to keep them in perspective of like what are tight end numbers? What are reasonable tight end numbers? They're not wide receivers. You know, there's situations where guys get peppered with targets. Evan Engram, who would have been my second choice had Juwan Johnson left, ended up signing with the Broncos for a 2-year, $23 million contract, which with $16 million of which is guaranteed. And I mean, these contracts, you know, people want to look at the total number and say, oh, he signed a $30 million contract versus a $23 million contract. Well, I mean, I would argue that $23 million over 2 years is more than $30 million over 3 years, but it's not a math problem I want to get into. Either way, Evan Engram got peppered with 114 targets in his first year with the Jaguars. If you're giving Juwan Johnson 114 targets, he's going to put up some numbers, right? So a lot of it is usage-based. You know, you have to look at, okay, who's getting open, who's not getting open, but, you know, what are the hands? I had someone tell me Evan Engram has better hands. I mean, I grew up watching the Giants. I've watched a lot of Evan Engram. There's highlight reels out there that are technically low light reels of like some of the worst drops you will ever see. He's a guy who makes spectacular catches, but doesn't make the kind of simple catch. Anyway, Juwan Johnson, right? 50 catches, 548 yards, 3 touchdowns. 548 yards led the Saints last year in receiving. Now, obviously, their entire wide receiver room disappeared halfway through the season. Chris Olave would have been far and away the leading receiver. Alvin Kamara ended up being the second leading receiver on the team. MVS was kind of creeping up, but he didn't have enough time to get there. 548 yards ranked 15th in the NFL among tight ends. 15th. There are 32 teams in the NFL. Every team has a tight end, right? Every team has a player with the potential to go out there and put up numbers as a tight end, right? A lot of teams have two. The Saints had two. Foster Moreau ate into Juwan Johnson's target share. So you can't say like he's the featured tight end in that offense. Foster Moreau, I mean, put up some pretty good numbers in his own right. But we're talking about a guy who was 15th in the NFL in receiving yards at the tight end position, which means you have a top half tight end, right? I mean, the math there makes sense. So it's not like those numbers are nothing. I think they could easily be higher. I think they should be higher. But you played half the season with a rookie quarterback and no wide receivers. So Juwan Johnson ended up being your top target. You're the guy that the other team was probably focused on, especially once Alvin Kamara went out. Who you throw into? Who's your offense? It's Juwan Johnson. So I don't know. I don't have an issue with the Saints paying Juwan Johnson. I do have an issue with the idea that every player that people haven't watched is better than the player they have watched. And that always drives me nuts because, like, I mean, people argue with me, oh, Dawson Knox is a better tight end than Juwan Johnson. Well, Dawson Knox and Juwan Johnson now make the same amount of money, right? Juwan Johnson and Noah Fant make the same amount of money. And people say, well, Noah Fant's a better tight end. Is he? Over the last 3 years, they both appeared in about 40 games. They both put up about 1,400 yards. Noah Fant has, I think, 5 touchdowns. Juwan Johnson has 14 touchdowns. So would you rather have the first-round pick who came in with all the expectations and all the opportunity and did not deliver, or the UDFA who's getting better? And I think that's what you do when you're a team that is rebuilding. You have to pay the players with upside. You have to avoid creating new money for players that will not be here on the other side of it. And you have to, you know, make sense what makes sense. The Saints have reworked the deal of Cam Jordan. They've reworked the deal of Tyrann Mathieu. I think it's mainly just turning base salary into incentives, which will help them somewhat in their cap situation. The other thing, obviously, with these deals is the Saints were due $9 million against the cap and dead money when Chase Young's contract voided. Extending him not only allowed you to push that money forward. His base salary for the 2025 season is under $2 million. So that freed up a good bit of space. Juwan Johnson was going to count $6 million in dead cap if his contract voided. Signing him to an extension allows you to move that forward. So, you know, it's just a sensible play. And the only reason that I think a lot of people hate these signings is because you watched them play rather than the guy you imagined play. But this is what Deuce McAllister had to say when he was asked about Juwan Johnson specifically on WWL this week?
Continue to ascend. Injuries, I think, have slowed you down. You can be a dominant tight end. This offense is based off of 12 personnel, so you're going to be on the field a ton. Now, it's about you just continuing to dominate and really taking that next step. You know, hopefully injuries kind of are out the way for you. You're talking about a guy that was undrafted receiver changed to a tight end and at times has looked fantastic. Hopefully he can continue to ascend and, you know, kind of give the Saints one of those weapons. And, you know, I know some of the numbers out there. I wouldn't be surprised for the Saints to kind of draft a tight end this upcoming year. You know, the question will it be with one of your, you know, kind of top 100 picks? There's a ton of different guys out there as far as body types and types of skill sets that I think fits this offense. It just depends on where they want to go with that position.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Like, I would like to see the Saints draft a tight end. I've been begging the Saints to draft a tight end for years now. They just refuse to do it. But I still think Juwan has a lot to offer. Right. Like the frustrating thing with Juwan is you see the flashes of potential, but it's not always there. But if you can flash it, that means it's there. Like if you can do something one time, you can do something every time. And I think that's the key, is just finding ways to get more consistency out of him. I think Kellen Moore's offense should be able to help him. Right. Like I think that's one of the reasons you wanted to bring Juwan back, is you feel like, okay, I can get that guy more impact in Kellen Moore's offense than I was able to in Clint Kubiak's offense, right? The other thing about Juwan is he's a willing blocker, and while he's not the best blocker in the world, tight ends are never going to be your top blocker. That's why you have a blocking tight end. If you have a receiving tight end and he's a great blocker as well, fantastic. There aren't that many of those. But what you do need your receiving tight end to be is a willing blocker and a guy who is going to work hard. A guy who's going to put his body in there, and you know he might get beat, but he's going to do enough. And Juwan is not lazy, right? Like he's going to get out there and do the work, and we'll see. Like I don't think Juwan is a guy who's going to see, I got paid now, I'm not going to do the work, you know. And there are guys out there like that. I'm not naming names or anything, but you know, I'm okay with giving a guy who's earned everything to a contract to say, hey, We're gonna commit to you. We're gonna pay you. Now we need you to deliver. I think there's a 1,000-yard season in that body. It's just a question of how many targets you're gonna get him. And to this point in his career, he has never been kind of a high target share guy. You know, going back to Chase Young. You know, we talked to Chase Young today, and one thing that you know he made clear is like, okay, I want to be here. I want to be in New Orleans. Like, I like it here. I think it's worked out well for me here. They committed to me. He said he texted Mickey yesterday and said, hey, thanks for believing in me. And, you know, like, I think that does mean something. One thing Chase said is that, you know, playing in 17 games that list last season wasn't easy, right? Like it, when you walked in the door, you knew you had to have neck surgery, and that impacted your market. That's why you only got a 1-year, $13 million contract on the table, and you took advantage of it. And what I think Chase has made an investment in is himself, right? This is Chase talking about coming back from injury last year.
You know, like you guys, a lot of people don't really understand. After I got my surgery, I had to sit down for 3.5 months, like do nothing, like bump on the log. Like I had a month to prepare for training camp. Like, so I mean, to go out there and to do what I did, I mean, that's why I ain't wasting no time this off season. So, you know, still, my fire's still lit, you know, so, you know, it's on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and that's true for both these guys. If you remember, Juwan Johnson had to have foot surgery in the offseason, right? In a year where you're coming in, you're learning a new offense, you're trying to figure out what's going on, neither of these guys was able to get out there on day one and actually learn the new system. They had to come in, kind of hit the ground running, and you know, I don't think either of them was at their best on day one. They both played in all 17 games. So I think that's telling of the commitment level. Juwan, you know, I watched him out there every day doing the work before practice, after practice, looking like Demolition Man out there with the orange hair. And I just think if you can get a full offseason out of these guys, I think they'll have a much better chance for success. I also think that Chase, you know, when you're talking about young players, I think a lot of these guys come into the league and they feel like bulletproof, like their ligaments are made of rubber. They're all flexible all the time. They can, you know, eat a bag of Cheetos and then go out in the field and they're perfect. But as you get older, and this only happens once you get out of college, as you get older, you know, you got to take care of your body a little more. You got to be more aware of what you're doing and what you're putting in your body and how you're taking care of yourself. Chase said he spent $30,000 on I think it's PEMF machine, which is just kind of, you sit there and it helps you with inflammation and muscle soreness. And, you know, he just has this at his house now. Like, he's just dropping $30,000 on a machine that can help him at his home. And, you know, I asked him about that, and this is what he said. Learning how necessary that is to invest in your body like that. Is that something you've picked up over your time in the NFL? Have injuries kind of helped you get to that point?
Yeah, I guess you could say that for sure. I mean, I feel like I've always been invested in my body. I would say also too, I wouldn't have made a purchase like that my rookie year. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely getting into these, you know, I'm going on year six now. So, you know, you just got to, depending on how long a guy said he wants to play, you know, you got to invest in your body.
Have you found that that's an investment that you have seen from other players? Like, is that kind of what led you to do that? Or was that just you wanting to do that for yourself?
Me just wanting to do that myself. I try to look up a lot of stuff to help my body, you know. If it's mentally, if it's physically, I'm definitely doing research and things like that.
Yeah, and so like I think that is something that as a young talented player who comes in feeling bulletproof, there's a point where you have those injuries and you're like, okay, I gotta watch a guy like DeMario Davis. I gotta learn from a guy like Cam Jordan, and then you kind of figure out how to exist at the NFL level. And I think it sounds like Chase is getting to that point. He's in a comfortable situation. His family likes it here. You know, he mentioned a couple times that his family likes New Orleans, and I believe him because, you know, I'm on the sideline for these games, and a lot of times you'll see people who, you know, like, that's got to be a relative of so-and-so, right? Like, they look just like each other. Like, you see Chris Olave's brother walking around, but like, they could trade places like the Morris twins in the NBA, and you'd never know. Like, wait, is that which Olave is that? Anyway, Chase Young's dad looks just like him. And the only question is, okay, what relative is it? Is it an older brother? Is it an uncle? But I know it was Chase's dad because he always wears a Saints jersey that has 99 and says Chase Dad, like on the back. Like that's what it says in the nameplate, is Chase Dad. I thought it should have said Chase Old personally, but hey, you know, it is what it is. But no, every game, home game, road game, follows him around. And, you know, I think he's just a guy that structure is important to him, that, you know, that family vibe in any team setting is important to him. And I believe him when he says that they like it here and I like it here. And, you know, Chase was also asked about, you know, what are the vibes for this upcoming season? This is what he had to say.
I think everybody's really excited. You know, just knowing the history of the few coaches especially at least on defense, just knowing the history, it definitely gets us as a defense excited. You know, just a fresh start, you know, that always feels good as well.
What do you think of Kellen Moore?
I know he's going to have that offense pumping. I know that.
The defense's best friend is an offense that's pumping. But I think you're going to see Brandon Staley come up with a plan for Chase Young. And I think you're going to see Chase Young be productive. How productive? You know, I think that's tough to say. I think there's double digit sacks in there for sure. But again, you're talking about a 25-year-old guy who with health is probably just scratching the surface of what he can do. So, again, I have no issue with that. Like people say, they're spending money. This is what a rebuild is, guys. Like you're not adding new money. You are massaging old money to make it work for you. And, you know, you're going to play it out. Like you're going to try to go win games this season. It's the only way. That's the job, to go win games. Right. And I think you have set up a scenario, in my opinion, where you have a chance to go win games this year. Like you have a quarterback, you have a defense with playmakers on it. You have an offense with a star running back who could still get the job done. He's getting up there in age. You have wide receivers who can get the job done, both coming back from injury. There are question marks there. I think you do need to add to that room. Now, what that's going to look like, I don't know. I don't think you're done yet. But I think you do have a system where, okay, this is a weak division. We're going to get a fourth place schedule. There's going to be a lot of wins on that schedule, right? Or I take it back. There's going to be a lot of winnable games on that schedule. Like a fourth place schedule exists for a reason. It's because the NFL wants parity. So, you know, you get lucky, you know, a couple of these games where the ball bounced the wrong way in the past, the ball bounces your way. Maybe your new director of sports performance, Ted Rath, can come up with a system where guys aren't getting hurt left and right. If you get good injury luck and you go win a few games and you kind of create a scenario where you do feel like you can win, great. If you don't, if the season goes down the tubes, then I think you're in a really good position where you can continue to move on from guys and figure it out from there. But I'm okay with how the Saints are operating because I see a team that is rebuilding. Now, I think when people hear the term rebuild, they think if I'm not cutting every veteran I have, if I'm not tearing everything out, root and stem, going down to the studs, then it's not a rebuild. This is a rebuild. This is a functional rebuild for the Saints where you unwind the salary cap down to a reasonable number. You keep a competitive roster on the field and you see what happens. They're still under the cap for next year. This is one of the first times in a long time the Saints have both been under the cap for this year and next year at the same time. There's going to be dead money charges that's going to hit and that's going to change things. But I think if your concern is that the Saints aren't rebuilding, I disagree, because I think that's exactly what this is. And I think signing young players who you feel like are, as Deuce put it, still ascending to 3-year contracts is par for the course for a rebuild. But all right, let's move on from that. We're going to come back. We're going to hit a mailbag. So if you have any comments, questions, I have several starred already, but we're going to get to as many as possible. Again, I'm Jeff Nowak. This is Inside Black and Gold, just catching up on all the free agency action that we've seen over the last few days. If you want to hear more from Chase Young before I forget, he's going to be on Sports Talk at 4:20 chatting with Mike Tillier. So tune in. You can catch it on the Odyssey app. I'll definitely grab that interview and throw it on the YouTube channel so y'all can listen to it later on if you'd like. Stick around here. We're going to come back and hit a mailbag. Who dat? Go Saints. We'll be right back.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.